Vaccinations in the LTC facilities. HCP in LTC facilities will be called on to administer certain vaccinations to residents. Vaccination is an important barrier to infection and transmission and an effective way to break the chain of infection. Residents at LTC facilities should receive all routine and recommended immunizations. HCP tasked with administering vaccinations to residents must follow SP, HH, PP, and all SHARP safety processes. The IP should ensure that staff have received appropriate training and education in these precautions and processes, and also incorporate vaccination monitoring in their surveillance program. Vaccinations are one of the best defenses against the transmission of infections. Residents in LTC facilities should receive all routine vaccinations that are appropriate for their age and risk status. The IP's responsibilities when it comes to resident vaccinations are similar to their responsibilities in relation to staff immunizations. The IP, in consultation with facility medical staff and administration, should establish measures and processes to ensure that all residents are up to date on their immunizations and that all vaccinations are administered correctly and safely. To that end, the IP must be knowledgeable about all recommended vaccines that might be administered to LTC facility residents. For example, when they should be given, how many doses they require, what boosters are recommended, and other considerations stipulated by manufacturer's instructions as well as professional recommendations. Vaccinations are an early consideration for residents at LTC facilities. It is very important that records for new admissions to the LTC facility also include their vaccination history. Vaccination consent forms are often included in the admissions packet, but some facilities may obtain consent prior to admission. New admissions to the LTC facility should be advised of the facility's vaccination policies so that informed consent may be given. The CMS requires facilities to screen and offer influenza and pneumococcal vaccinations for all new residents upon admission. Both influenza and pneumococcal infections are among the most likely infections to occur in LTC facilities. An additional vaccine-preventable infection that is likely to occur is herpes zoster, shingles. Vaccine information statements. This, when administering vaccines to LTC facility residents, HCP are required to follow certain procedures. The recipient of a vaccine must be provided with information about the vaccine they are about to receive. To that end, the HCP must provide the recipient with a VIS before any vaccine is administered. In addition to posting updates related to VIS, the CDC publishes downloadable versions for both routine and non-routine vaccines on their website, available in multiple languages, with detailed information about each vaccination and the infection it is used for. For combination vaccines, the recipient should receive all relevant VIS. HCP should also provide an oral explanation of the vaccine to the resident prior to administering the injection. If a resident suffers from cognitive decline and a legally responsible party is required to make decisions related to healthcare, then the guardian should also receive this information. In addition to providing the recipient with a VIS, HCP must record the following required information in the resident's permanent and accessible medical record, per CDC guidelines. Type/name of vaccine. Addition date of the VIS given to vaccine recipient or legally responsible party. Date the VIS is provided. The date of the visit when the vaccine is administered. Name and title of the HCP who administered the vaccine. LTC facilities address. Date the vaccine is administered. Vaccine manufacturer and lot number. It is important to ensure that only the latest versions of VIS are kept on hand. Outdated forms and VIS should be removed and replaced with up-to-date information at least annually. The IP should consider adding this as a component of their surveillance and quality improvement programs as they relate to vaccination procedures. Immunizations recommended for LTC facility residents. The most likely vaccine-preventable injections in LTC facility are as follows. Influenza is a viral respiratory disease, which occurs annually in North America. Typically, October-May, it spreads mainly through coughing, sneezing, and close contact. Annual vaccination against influenza for everyone over 6 months of age, and without contraindications, has been a CDC recommendation since 2010. Pneumococcal disease, or Streptococcus pneumoniae, remains a leading infectious cause of serious illness among older adults in the United States. It can result in pneumonia, meningitis, and bacteremia. Vaccination recommendations for pneumococcal disease are dependent on a number of factors, including the recipient's age, vaccination history, and comorbidities. The CDC website should be consulted for the recommended vaccinations based on the recipient's situation. Shingles, herpes zoster, is a painful rash that usually develops on one side of the body, face, torso, and typically lasts for 2 to 4 weeks. The risk of shingles increases with age. The CDC recommends adults 50 years and older receive 2 doses of recombinant zoster vaccine, RZV, for example, Shingrix, to prevent shingles and related complications. Pertussis is an acute infectious disease, also known as whooping cough. Incubation period of pertussis is commonly 7 to 10 days, with a range of 4 to 21 days. It is spread through respiratory droplets. Details of the vaccination regimens for each of the above infections, plus additional recommended LTC facility resident vaccinations, are outlined in Exhibit 5-25. Exhibit 5-25. Recommended vaccinations for LTC facility residents. It should be noted that a resident may receive both influenza and pneumococcal vaccines at the same time, administered to different sites, for example, each in one arm,